Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If Donald John Trump wins, and if you know he's going to win, good luck to you. If he's the 45th president, and if he's the 47th president, ladies and gentlemen, does he have in presidential history the greatest upset in presidential history, and does he have the greatest comeback in presidential history? I'd love to say I'm a presidential historian, and I can tell you all about the races in the 1820s and 40s and 60s. I'm not. But on the surface, those are correct. Right, Dave Ergen? Think about this. He jumps in the race in 15, finally, after he teased jumping in the race, what, since maybe 2000, the Reform Party? He had been asked about it a lot and showed no interest. He then finally jumps in, comes down the escalator. There were, what, 17 others? And pretty quickly became the Republican leader. Almost instantly. But he said this, he said that, he did this, he did that. It's not going to hold up. Then he's running against the Clinton machine. It's not going to hold up. Grab him by the you-know-what. And I think some have distorted the polls in 16 because many of the polls showed a race that was a 2 or 3 point race by the time we were here, day before. But still, he won. Nothing else in my lifetime regarding presidential elections, regarding upsets, is close to that. Nothing for you, right?
Not in my lifetime, and certainly not, you know, not just he was an upset within his own party and then seemingly an upset in the general election. I mean, you think Dewey defeats Truman, you know, the paper that Harry Truman
right
held up after
well, that was just
he ended
incompetence,
up beating.
Right, by the folks who called it early, though, right?
Well, certainly was, but I'm just saying it was an upset. Everyone expected Thomas Dewey to beat Truman, and turns out that didn't exactly happen.
That's a good one. That is a very good one. You are now the presidential historian
Thank you.
Of the show.
Thank you very much.
I will call you Professor Harrigan at least for 5 more seconds.
Yeah, and James K. Polk's election, too. That was a shocker.
The Polker?
Oh, big one.
Now, if he wins, and let's be honest, no one has any idea who's going to win. I will say for me, for a long time in the Trump-Biden race, I was very clear. And then the last couple weeks, I was slightly, like 51% leaning Trump. I'm now 50.2% leaning Harris.
That's a big move.
I mean,
I'm gonna call Nate Silver.
I mean, that's edgy, right? I mean, really, really, really edgy. But for him, not just a loss, and not just the pursuit of going to court. Fine, that's allowed. Getting just destroyed. The election between he and Biden, a lot closer than the court cases between, you know, him and the courts. And he's allowed to pursue that, right? Totally fine. He won one minor victory, lost 60-some cases. Some of those cases, was it dismissed because he didn't have standing? That's correct. But when January 6th happened, and just go back and look at the prominent Republicans who came out and said, enough. Enough. It was fun. It was passionate. It was calling.
Susie's texting me. Apparently she's going to get a sandwich now.
Oh. Does she know we're doing Overrated at 12:35?
No. Probably should tell her that.
Yeah. You haven't told her that yet?
I didn't know that was official.
Yeah. That's when we're doing it. So if she can get back, that would be great. But that was it, right? He wasn't going to make a comeback. He would go back to being Donald Trump. And he'd live his life as a former president. And maybe it was Kevin McCarthy's visit. Who knows what it was? But he is now on the precipice of winning again. The combo, what else? Who in life? Maybe let's take this out of politics. Who in life has, in what they do, the greatest upset and the greatest comeback? Who would that be? What is the scenario? Because, and again, I don't know if he's going to win. We're going to be here tomorrow night. I'll be here. Adam will be here. Blois will be here and many, many others. Our newsroom will be all over the place. We'll have excellent experts checking in throughout the night. I do not believe whenever we finish, sometime in the early hours of Wednesday, I will say the 47th president of the United States is, and is either going to be Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. I don't think that's going to happen. Do you?
Doesn't seem like it's going to
happen. Doesn't seem that way. We're going to get to later what would surprise you. Because I've got only one thing that would surprise me. Because I think every other scenario we've discussed.
A Trump concession speech?
That's tied to it. That is tied to it. We'll get to it at 2:05, but that's it. It's the combo of Donald Trump not declaring victory and Donald Trump conceding. But yes. That's later. Let's get to that at 2:05. In your opinion, can you think of something else in life, the combo platter of the greatest upset, and then he was done, right? How many people thought from about this time January 6th, when individuals were storming the Capitol? Some were protesting, some were peaceful protesting, some were just kind of walk around, but others were in there trying to stage a coup. That's what they're trying to stop.
It's a day of
the
love.
Transfer of power.
Day
and
of
no,
love.
It was not. If I would have said to you, hey, by the way, this guy who's sitting there, he watched it for hours and hours, is going to be on the verge of winning again? I think even about only about 20% of MAGA at that point would have said, you're right. Because it was melting.
Yes, it was all falling apart right in front of our eyes. And it was, clearly he can't be president anymore.
And he
but it wasn't that long after. I think started asking the question on this show.
Exactly. Will he run?
Will he run again?
And you
were dead set he would.
I was dead set. And those bottom feeders, Cook and Carter, were like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't fault them because they were thinking, did you see what just happened?
Yes. No sane country would put up with that again.
And he crushed his opponents. I mean, Haley in some states was, what did she get, like 25, 30? He won every one. So if he wins.
Without showing up for debates.
Not showing up.
Just saying, I got this.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, I've done this before.
Good luck, Vivek. Good luck, Haley.
Hey,
Good luck.
You kids go play there in the shallow end. I'm doing flips over here in the deep end. And he was right. What is close to this, and do you agree with me? This isn't me saying I hope this happens. I think I'm pretty much on the record. I'm not voting for the young man. But this would be historic. He would rise in history if that happens. Is there any doubt about that?
No.
Now, maybe some would say, well, guess what? If he loses in 18, they didn't get as much. He lost in 20. They didn't get as much in 22. And then he loses in 24. It's a losing streak. And it would be. But if he pulls this off, I mean, when you talk about presidential stories in our lifetime, he would be right in the mix because of what happened and how he arrived at the office the first time, and even more improbably the second time. It's the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. I'd love a phone call or two. You want to agree? You want to elaborate on this particular topic? That'd be great. If you'd rather send a text, no worries. 651-461-9226.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I have this one.
Good luck.
The legendary Quincy Jones passed away at 91, and you're going to play tunes and songs where he collaborated with these brilliant artists.
Yes, either as a producer, performing on the song himself, writing it, whatever. It's all Quincy ties. I learned this song, Billie Jean. I don't know if you're familiar with this one.
Just heard it.
He and Michael had an argument about this one.
I saw that. You want to elaborate?
It was about, you know, the intro, the, you know, the drum beat and the synth is about 30 seconds. And Quincy said, no. That's too long, Michael. That's too long. And Michael said, Quincy, that's the part that wants me to get up and dance. We're keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
So Quincy said, all right.
Michael was right.
I think Michael won that one.
I did reach out to our friend Jimmy Jam Harris today. And he normally would come on, but he's at a celebration of life for Tito Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And he did add this because he hasn't posted. So he said this. Quincy did all I could do possibly make heaven here on earth. And now that he's making heaven up in heaven, I imagine the collabs he's having with Frank, Duke, Dizzy, Miles, Prince, MJ, etc. On the watchful eye of his best friend, the Black Godfather, Clarence Avon. They are masterpieces. I'm inspired and know that we lost an earthly angel. So we all have to grow our wings a little bigger and flap a little harder for peace on earth.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Beautiful. From another amazing producer, Jimmy Jam Harris. I mean, Quincy Jones. We'll probably get more to Quincy later. Before I get to your text on, is Trump, I don't know, maybe 48, 72 hours from pulling off the greatest upset and greatest comeback in presidential history? I did try to vote today. I did something stupid that made it more problematic, which I will include in overrated, underrated, properly rated. In fact, if you, along with your text on the political topics, if you'd like to guess right now, what stupid thing did I do today? No one was harmed.
It's good.
Except my intelligence. Another chip at it. What dumb thing did I do today? When I went to Plymouth City Hall, hour and 15 minutes, and I was told, if this is your polling place, it will be a lot quicker tomorrow.
Yeah.
And because of my dumb decision, I did not have that time. Texters, are you done voting already? Did you try to vote today? Have you finished up you're voting? I think because so many, what are we at, like 77, 78 million now?
I saw 78 last night. I'm
right.
Sure we're probably up over 80 now.
So we're over 80. Maybe tomorrow at the polls we'll be quieter.
Just crickets.
Because we've...
You and a couple pollsters. And
yeah. I'll just bond there a little bit. A
couple folks outside maybe trying to harass. Who knows?
Let's see. Okay. Let's get to text here. Let's go back here. Trump did not win the general election in 2016. Yeah, he did. He did. It was Electoral College. That's the game we're playing.
He didn't win the popular vote, but he won. Trump won the election.
The text is Trump did not win the general election in 2016. Yeah, he did. He lost the popular vote by 3+ million to Hillary Clinton. We can have the debate separately. We've had it multiple times. Should we dump the Electoral College? But that was the game they were playing, and he won. Biggest comeback? Yes. Biggest upset? No. Tell me a bigger presidential upset then. More text. Really want to hear only positive news that does not include Donald John Trump. Quit already. People don't need to hear negative talk about the good things to come with Kamala and new teams. Forget going back and looking in the guy's miserable decades of insanity. We need to forget him. It's the day before the election, and he's got about a 50% chance of winning. So the idea that I'm going to forget talking about him right now, hell no. You know, this isn't Trump fan line. This isn't MAGA fan line. But it's the day before the election, and this show is going to say, well, I'm not going to talk about one of the individuals who, by the way, is a former president who might be on the edge of a pull-it-off comeback that I don't think we've ever seen in presidential history.
And if not, he'll be in court in a couple weeks.
Oh, he is going to declare himself the winner at some point tomorrow night or early morning. I think that is a 99.99% lock. That is going to happen. Just like it did in 20. Now, it's different because of COVID, but we've also had an extraordinary amount of votes coming in. The Republicans, because Trump has pointed out that he basically was lying in 2020 when he said you can't trust him. It's awful. Mail-in voting early. We have 5 states where you could only do it that way, including that noted liberal haven, Utah. So Republicans have fared much, much better in early voting so far. Does that mean that they have even more people ready to vote? I don't know. It could mean just more of Republicans who normally would only vote Election Day have voted ahead. Or it could mean they've got a surge that the pollsters have missed again, like they missed in 16 and 20. We're going to find out. But right now, we don't know. Jesse wins the governorship and then comes back with Ventura Farms.
I like that very much.
That's pretty good. It's a tough vote. Another option is great. We just have to decide which is better. Trump will win the majority vote, but Harris will probably get with the electoral vote. Well, if you want to believe in Trump, the fact that he lost to Biden in the popular vote by 7 points, and a lot of these polls show it a pick'em national race when it's not a national race, maybe that gives you some enthusiasm. And then the 7 swing states, about for everyone I can show you a poll which has Trump barely ahead and Harris barely ahead. I think the second time around, Trump has gotten help to wash over the January 6th affair. Republican leadership did not come down on him hard. They initially said it was wrong, but now they won't do that. Most bought down to him. That's fair. I mean, most went after him really hard. And then some have welcomed him back, and others have just stayed silent. But he has now, what would you say, the polling about 90% of Republican support, if not higher? And the loyalty he has is borderline unparalleled. Overrated is early today because a friend, Chip Scoggins, had an adjustment with his schedule. So a quicker, shorter version of overrated, underrated, properly rated in minutes, including tell me what dumb thing I did today. I've got another dumb decision yesterday. So for intelligence, it wasn't a good back-to-back.
Wow, good for you.
But this one was quality responsibility from me. Take a shot. What do you want to guess? 651-461-9226.
It's John. super overrated, underrated, or properly rated on the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
All right, Susie, you're first, and you're not here for fun.
I'm not here for fun at all. I'm crabby.
Yeah, that's fine. Why?
A lot of reasons.
Let's
happens to me sometimes. So I'm saying happiness is overrated. Being in a good mood is overrated. I'm saying it's nice to just growl every once in a while.
Every once in a while, yes,
yeah.
For sure.
Come on. Crap weather.
Yeah.
I'm running all around the last couple of days. I'm babysitting my friend's dog. My mom wants me to rake.
Hold on. Your mom, Kay, and the chemistry was just electric when we talked the other day. She wants you to rake?
She got my nephew over to rake and his buddy. They're college students at the U.
Yeah.
Then I was over to see the baby because I got to see the baby.
Yeah. Your mom had a baby. Shocking at 93.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
I go over to see Isaiah at my son's house and get to babysit the baby. And then I spent some time. She wanted to talk to me. The mom. She wanted to talk to me.
Who wouldn't want to talk to you?
Who wouldn't want to talk to me? So I get back to my mom's, and the boys are raking, and she looks at me, and she goes, you know, it's all about expectations. I said, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
She goes, well, I totally thought you'd be here way, way, way sooner. What were you doing over there? And I'm just like, if I could punch you in the face right now, I would. For everything I do for her, oh, my God. I do so much for that woman.
Would you give her a chance to put her dukes up?
Maybe. I might just cold cock her.
Yeah.
You know? Because all I do
is give and give and give.
Give and give and give. God, was I mad.
Yeah. I can tell. You're still mad now.
I think I might still be mad now.
I think her point, though, is life is about expectations. I think that's a really good point, though.
It is, because she thought I was going to be there at 3, and I didn't get there till 4. And then
I think she needs to calm down.
She does, but yeah. And then she's like, well, are you going to help break? I'm like, I don't want to help break. You got the guys, the kids, the fellas.
Does she need you? She wanted you out there?
Yes. And then I'm down there in the freaking pulling up the hostas. I'm like, God, I hate this.
So you fell for it.
Oh, hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, so it worked.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Okay, so Kay wins.
Well done, Kay.
She's good. She's the master of manipulation. That is for God's sure.
Maybe she decided, I'm going to piss off my
daughter. I'm going to piss off my
daughter.
And
so she'll go out there and get all this yard work done.
Yeah.
And she had you in the palm of her hand.
Unbelievable. She scares me. Then she's like, I assume we're having dinner together tonight. I'm like,
wow. Takeout?
Well, I'm like, maybe not. Maybe I want to go home and have 5 minutes to myself on my only day off.
Yeah, get the hostas off my hands here. Yeah.
Anyway, well, no, we go, and then Joe wants to come to dinner, and then we're looking
for... who's Joe?
Joe's my nephew. He's going to go to the Mariucci for a hockey game.
Sure.
And...
Did you want Joe to come?
I didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so irritated
tough
at this
blow
point.
For Joe.
I'm really just freaking ready to... Ugh. So then we're like, well, where should we go? I said, well, let's stay close. Joe wants to get
Mr.
to that.
Mr. Steak. Let's
No. I said, let's go to Dick Tracy's Saloon. You know, I used to drink there. Good burger. You know what it is?
Uh-oh. You weren't going to go back and...
Do you know what Dick Tracy's Saloon is now?
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
It's the women's bar. It's a league of their own league.
Yeah.
So we walk in and Joe is like... kind of nervous because he thinks it might be like a lesbian bar, which it's not. It's a women's sports bar. Oh my God. Then we dropped him. Then I dropped her home. And then she calls me back an hour later to chat. I'm like, I'm done talking to you.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You're still bugged today. It's clear.
It's clear. But then
what could the two of us do to brighten you up a little bit?
I don't really know. Really? You know what? Honest to God, I got
a treat.
Maybe a treat. But here's the thing, and this might be everybody's overrated, underrated today.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I'm a professional and I'm going to cover it tomorrow, I am tired of the election.
You're sick of it?
Yeah. And I saw something, how to reduce stress about elections. First was vote, then get enough sleep, then don't watch any news.
Well, that's a problem for
you. That's a problem for me.
Yeah, you're right in the middle.
Anyway, that's my overrated, underrated. Also, I didn't enjoy listening to freaking, what's his name?
Tom Brady.
Ugh. He talks too much, and I don't like his voice. So that's what I got.
Okay.
And if he was in the room right now, I might punch him in the face, too.
I mean, can you promise me something?
Mm.
Before you leave today, you will punch someone in the face.
Mm. How about if I punch him in the arm?
Well, you've mentioned,
I want to punch someone in the face here.
You've mentioned two people, your mom and Tom Brady. So there's a lot of people in between your mom and Tom Brady. There's a cavalcade of suspects.
Cavalcade.
Yeah.
Does she have to punch somebody in the building, or can she just go down on the street and find
cold cock someone?
Just find somebody with a punch.
What's it called? A sucker punch.
Yeah, when probably you get arrested then here.
Maybe.
She might enjoy that.
Yeah, going to the clink for a few days, that'd be good for me.
All right, last one before
election tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. That would get you out of it.
Yeah.
Last one. If you could punch anybody in WCCO Radio's history, the way they made you feel, whether it was continually or at one time.
Adam Carter, you don't have to finish.
Yeah.
And if I would have been standing by him, I would have, because there's more times than not that a-hole.
Yeah.
Hung up on me or was very short with me on the phone.
Oh, he's very crabby.
Oh,
he's very crabby.
I could have knocked him out cold.
I know. I'm working with him for hours tomorrow. I hope he's not menopausing tomorrow.
No doubt. Because he can be just foul when he's in a bad mood and when I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, combo. Whew. Woo! Combo. All right, I think we need to take a break. I mean, we're your good neighbor to the Northwest right there, baby.
Making you happy.
Making you happy. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Yes.
Boy Solson said I should punch you. He said punch Chad. Come on. I'm not going to punch Chad.
I'm no card. Punch Blois.
Punch Blois.
Yeah, it's 45 past 12. What do you got? Harrigan will jump in. I'll jump in, by the way. Any other guesses for what dumb thing did I do today? I'll tell you in moments on CCO.
Can I guess the theme of the bumper music
today?
I already know. You know what it is.
I do. I already guessed.
You guessed?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't hear you guess, but I'm guessing Quincy Jones.
That's it.
Because I heard on the news that this was a song he wrote. He's so...
I mean, he worked with so many people.
Oh, my God.
I mean, amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yeah. Sorry for interrupting.
No. Susie needs a punching bag out in her garage. Seriously, Texter says.
That's a good idea.
She's 93, may not have many years left. Be patient with her. I'd do anything with my mom again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a guilt situation.
It knocks me down a few notches.
Yeah. Sending a big hug to Susie. She's 93 and you're treating her that way. Gross. Okay, here's the thing.
You try having a 93-year-old person. You had your dad. Didn't you want to punch him a few times?
I did, but I reached a certain point at some age where I gave up.
Mm.
And I just said, he's older at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't let him get to me. But he had previously gotten to me about 7 billion times. And by the way, that's the low number. That is the low number. But at some point, 92, 93,
yeah, you're
I just kind of conceded. I think 99% of the time, I doubt. You know, here's the thing. To quote DeRusha, you don't want anybody you're close to going away, especially as they get older.
Mm.
That doesn't mean they can't bug you at times.
Sure.
You know, and this is a friendship transparency show right here. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you're up. What do you got?
Yeah, I don't know whether to be negative or positive right now.
You're nervous?
Let's start with the negative. Overrated when your dishwasher just up and breaks on you. Or not dishwasher, excuse me, your wash machine. The clothes washer and breaks on you.
Gosh.
And then you have to go buy a new one. And you figure, well, let's just buy the washer and the dryer together because, you know, man, let's get the matching set. But it's just a pain in the butt not being able to wash clothes for a week and a half. And now it's not going to be delivered until Saturday. And it's already been a week. You gotta bug neighbors and bug in-laws and say, can we run a wash? Just one load of wash, please. Just
you need one. Underwear.
It's just, it's a pain.
And these are the neighbors you normally don't even acknowledge. You know, you're like, hey!
Well, these are even the neighbors we like.
Bill!
That's the tough part.
It's actually Pete, but yeah. Somebody did say with Susie, too, bring Joel Maturi into Booster spirits.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
My buddy.
Just a gentleman.
Oh, you need a washing machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, I didn't have the refrigerator for a few days.
Yes.
That was not good. Eating, mm-hmm. kind of essential.
Yeah, the things you rely on when they're not there,
yeah.
it really stinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to get a little sappy here for an underrated.
Okay.
And I'm sure you guys will both have examples. But the moments with
punching Susie's mom?
The moments that are somehow related to your kids that you don't realize are going to hit you harder than they do.
Yes, for sure.
The gym that we have gone to for many, many years is closing in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And ever since our oldest was a baby, we've been able to bring her and her younger sister then to a little kids club area they have where mm-hmm. they're taken care of. It's a little, you know, they can stay for an hour
nice
and a half.
Bonus.
It's great.
Yep.
That shut down on Saturday. Mm. And they wanted to go for one last time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Nice.
And the people there have been amazing. Like I said, ever since our littlest was an infant.
You get to know them so well.
Yes. Yeah. And it was one of those connections you didn't think was ever going to mean that much. It's, hey, just drop the kids off. And
I love that.
But they brought cupcakes and balloons
Aww.
And juice and fruit snacks for the kids. And then there was hugs as they were leaving. And I'm starting to get a little emotional
Aww.
Now
because
it was just
right.
one of those moments where I didn't realize these people were going to be so
nice.
Dang impactful in my life, let alone my kids.
So we got the yin and yang here because you're talking about this. Meanwhile, Susie wants to punch her 93-year-old mom.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want
I
to
think
punch
that's sweet. And that is really nice when you see a beautiful thing and appreciate it. That mm-hmm. is true.
And how much they care about your kids and
yes.
are devoted and become a fabric of your life. And then, by the way, all of a sudden you say goodbye and you might not see him again.
Probably won't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just going back to thinking of she was holding my oldest when she was an infant.
Yeah. Wow.
And
she's
going to
do her
eight.
Right. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. Nice.
This is the minor dumb thing I did. So running errands Sunday, noonish or so, and I thought, hey, I need groceries. I'm an idiot. The Vikings are not playing. The weather's crappy. It's post-church, post-various services, and I'm trying to go to a couple different grocery stores because I think one has this one. There's 5 million people at the grocery store.
Yes.
What am I? I know better. Like, I have plans later in the day, but not like earth-shattering plans. I could go at 3 or 4 when nobody's going to be there. But no, I'm right there at drive time, baby. God, I'm an idiot.
And then you got to maneuver your carts. You're running into people. Well, somebody's coming around the corner.
Well, and then I went to one of them. I'm going to pass this time. But one of them, the stuff I was looking for looked like crap, so I walked out of that store.
Oh, okay.
I walked out of the
produce?
Store. Yeah, the produce looked terrible.
That's no good.
Terrible. So I ended up going to one store, and then they didn't have to. I went to 3 grocery stores with 5 million people at every grocery store.
Oh, man, you had to be crabby after that.
I was just mad at myself. You know, you wanted to punch your mom.
Stop saying that now. I feel like this is all good. She's going to get very upset with me.
Yeah. So today.
I better call her and make sure, head her off.
I'm in this thing called a vehicle, a car.
Yes, right.
Interesting. And I'm driving to vote, and I ran out of gas.
You did not, Chad.
Wow. Thank you. I'm an adult.
There is no excuse for that in 2024.
None. Zero.
There's actually
Zilch.
A little light
None.
On in your car.
Light on. Yeah. It's
this many miles to empty.
Miles,
yeah.
Miles.
Wow.
And I, yesterday, when I was going to 5,000 grocery stores, I should have stopped by.
Yeah, you probably passed a gas station or six.
Yeah, I did. And then I thought today, should I go to the gas station? No, I'll vote. And then there's a gas station like a half mile away. So then I run out of gas. So then I have to call Kathleen.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm talking on the phone with Kathleen, and I say I run out of gas. She's like, I'm not far away. I'll get the gas can. Then I'm on the phone trying to make a doctor's appointment that she's told me I need to make, and she's 1,000% right because I'm years late on it. And so I'm on the phone. I'm pointing the phone, and she's looking at me. So my ex-wife comes, goes to the gas station.
Oh, my God.
Fills up the can and then is filling up my car while this is happening.
No, This is like a movie scene.
And I'm like, I'm talking to a doctor's office. She's like, you better be. So then I hand the phone to Kathleen's talking to the doctor's office. Yeah, this is his ex-wife. I just want to let you know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And she's 100% right.
Oh my God.
So I'm an idiot. Let's just go ahead. I mean, the car is basically flashing. Put gas in it. No, not me. I'm not going to do it until I run out of gas.
Where were you? Were you on a city road?
City road.
Yeah, so okay. That's
first
better.
Time in about 40 years I ran out of gas.
That's so terrible.
This is the expertise you listen to on a regular basis here on CCO.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.